broadcasting live from atop the Rocky Mountains, the crossroads of the West. You are listening to the Liberty Roundtable Radio Talk Show.
All right. Happy to have you along, my fellow Americans. Sam Bushman and Kurt Crosby live on your radio. Hard-hitting news the networks refuse to use, no doubt, starts now. This is the broadcast for October the 7th in the year of our Lord, 2015. This is our one of two, and our goal always to protect life, liberty, and property, and to promote God, family, and country in the traditions of our founders, using the blueprint for liberty, the supreme law of the land, the Constitution for the United States of America. We believe the inspired checks and balances put in place by our founders, brilliant in the solution to the problems we face today. We don't need a revolution, but a restoration, certainly in order, to say the least. First, a recap of yesterday's broadcast brought to you by thepowermall.com. When you want to do business with the good guys, think thepowermall.com and fund incredible talk radio today. And while you're at it, tell Joyce Riley and Cruz, Sam and Kurt sent you, and thank them for their incredible hard-hitting talk radio broadcast as well. The Power Hour. We're talking about thepowermall.com. American Apparel, once worth nearly $1 billion, hurt by weak sales, has to file for bankruptcy in the booming economy. So it turns out he was on psychiatric drugs, just as we suspected. We're talking about the Oregon shooter who we will remain nameless. I know you've heard his name. I get it. But I'm going to respect the sheriff and reject the name. Top 10 legal drugs linked to violence. Yeah. Time Health talks about it, documents it. Based on data from the FDA's, that's the Food and Drug Administration's, they call it an adverse reporting information system, has identified 31 drugs that are disproportionately linked to violence. They call it with reports of violence of behavior towards others. So now you got Time talking about the top 10 drugs that promote violence virtually. And now you got the FDA adverse event reporting system, 31 drugs. Okay, over the past two decades, ladies and gentlemen, the use of antidepressants has skyrocketed. One in 10 Americans now take some kind of an antidepressant medication. Among women, believe it or not, in their 40s and their 50s, the figure is one in four. We're talking about a glut of antidepressants, documents the New York Times. Now, I hate to call the Rolling Stones prophetic, but back in 1966, they created a tune called Mother's Little Helper. And if you read those words, then you see that one in four women in their 40s and 50s are on some kind of psychiatric drug for depression. And you read the words to Mother's Little Helper, you get scared that they almost maybe have had a heads up, or this was all by design, folks. Jerry Brown then follows it up and signs Right to Die Law in California. They're the fifth state to promote government pro-death policies. Yeah. Now, I don't understand some things about the gunman in Oregon. He killed 9 people and had a shootout with police who arrived within 5 minutes, and the first thing they did was exchange gunfire with him, authorities said. So let me get this straight. If guns are the problem, as all the folks in the mainstream press want to tell you, if guns are the problem and not the solution, then why did the cops arrive on the scene and start out with the use of guns? Can I ask you that? If guns are the problem and not the solution, then why, when the cops got there, did they start out by the use of guns to stop the thug? All right, Utah Representative Jason Chapin, he's of Utah. He's trying to become the speaker. He says he'll probably lose his bid. My response is, that's a brilliant way to start out, Jason. He kind of claims that maybe McCarthy's too cocky, and his humble idea that he might lose might help him become speaker. Time will tell. We'll keep an eye on that ball. 7 Trump hotels hacked. Customer data exposed. They're trying the big takedown of Trump, but it ain't working so far. Donald Trump supports Vladimir Putin, quote, bombing the heck out of ISIS. Wow. That's hour one of Liberty Roundtable Live yesterday, available on demand at libertyroundtable.com. Hour two, we talked about the Education Secretary Arne Duncan announces exit from Barack's cabinet heading back to Chicago. We talked about Verizon's Go 90 video service goes live, USA Today. They got a Go 90 service. Even Verizon realizes, hey, they're not going to get in the game of the next-gen stuff if they don't get on the new media soon. Verizon's goal, they say, with the Go 90 service is to cater to young adults and teens who increasingly devour video on smartphones and tablets and have virtually cut the cable, baby. New poll says Donald Trump still on top as outsiders rise, USA Today. Trump still to lead the field at 23%, up 6 points from the survey in July. Trump is killing it, folks. Carson, the retired neurosurgeon, and Carly Fiorina, the ex-HP CEO, they're both at 13%. They jumped again in the latest poll. However, here's what's fascinating. Those who were surveyed were asked to describe Trump in one word. Would you please? The most frequent response was idiot or jerk. Now, the mainstream press does this kind of stuff. When was the last time they said, describe your favorite candidate in one word? The answer is they don't usually do that. They're doing it this time because they need a way to try to take down Trump, to undermine him. So they say, describe Trump in a word. He's a jerk. He's an idiot. Describe Carly Fiorina in one word. Oh, she's smart. And then how come they don't ask about Ben Carson, who, by the way, is ahead of Carly? They don't say a word about him. It has now come down to the GOP gang of six, said David Palaiologos. He's with the, he's the director, at the Political Research Center. I guess it's called Suffolk University in Boston. So he's this political hack. They say that would be Trump, Carson, Fiorina, Rubio, Bush, and Cruz. Okay. Chicago Tribune now sues Rahm Emanuel for using private email to escape open records laws. Breitbart breaks those details down. Caterpillar has to slash their revenue forecast again. Yeah. Cuts 10,000 jobs. Wow. Is that part of the booming economy? We rounded out the hour by talking about this critical topic. USA Today asks a critical question. Should the media ID mass killers? I say certainly not. Douglas County, Oregon Sheriff John Hamlin proclaimed, I will not name the shooter, and I urge the media not to do so either. Good for him. Trump points out one thing that makes the anti-gun folks go berserk. Yeah. He talks about the belligerent regulation doesn't stop criminals. It just stops the good guys. Boy, is he correct on that one. More guns equals less crime, says Sam Bushman. I also say if guns are the problem, not the solution, then why do the cops arrive on scene and start out with the use of guns, can I ask? Here's the question for you. Should cops have guns and law-abiding citizens be denied the self-defense solutions the cops are using? Guns in the hands of law-abiding citizens, ladies and gentlemen, saves lives. I'm going to say it again. Guns in the hands of law-abiding citizens save lives. And that's a recap of the broadcast that took place yesterday. It's available on demand if you want to check it out at libertyroundtable.com on your Roku player. Without further ado, news that networks refuse to use today starts now, and I want to continue this gun theme. Listen carefully to this statement that I wrote. Ready? Listen carefully. According to the evidence, every mass murder in recent times has been stopped with a gun. Or they end up taking their own lives with guns so they don't get killed first. Think about that for a minute. They say guns are evil, guns are bad, guns are horrible. But when the cops arrive, the first thing they use is a gun. And then they also, every mass murder that's gone ballistic, every time we've stopped them now, we've either, one, killed them with a gun, and or two, they kill themselves with a gun because I guess they feel like we're going to get them, and so they take their own lives. Now, as soon as Barack and Hillary and all these anti-gunners decide that we're not going to have defense for them with their entourage of security using guns, then we can talk about it. Until then, the only solution to stop these thugs, I'm going to say it again, the only solution has been guns. The question is, should the citizen be able to have the gun, or do we have to rely on a cop that comes 5-plus minutes later after several people are dead? Are we going to leave that to be the solution? See, the only problem is we didn't have guns on the scene fast enough. I'm going to write that down. The only problem is we didn't have guns on the scene fast enough, folks. That's the problem. Think about it. If every time we've stopped these mass murders with a gun, and the gun arrives too late, wouldn't it be better if the gun arrived sooner? Maybe if the gun was on site? The only problem is the guns got there too late, right? All right, quick pause. Kurt's with me. You are listening to Liberty Roundtable live at libertyroundtable.com.
Imagine a school where faith and integrity are at its center, where heritage and responsibility instill character, where educating both hearts and minds brings about academic excellence. There is a school in American Fork where character and embracing the providence of a living God are fundamental, where students' national test scores average near the 90th percentile. Based on LDS principles and a love of country, now in our 39th year, American Heritage School is accepting fall enrollment for kindergarten through high school. What would you do for your child? Give them an education that will prepare them for life. Located east of the Temple in American Fork, American Heritage School is a remarkable and affordable alternative. Visit us, find us online, or in the Yellow Pages. American Heritage School in American Fork.
Liberty is not free. Its costs are innumerable. Without monetary funding, the valiant efforts of freedom-loving Americans become diminished or outright defeated. We present a solution, the Give Me Liberty Fund. The plan is quite simple. Invite individual Americans to contribute less than a dollar a day. These monetary funds are used to promote liberty-minded media, organizations, events, candidates, movements, and speakers. In the spirit of transparency, all expenditures are published. Patriotic business owners provide discounted products and services to Give Me Liberty Fund members. Our greatest strength is in numbers. Go to GiveMeLibertyFund.com and become part of the solution today. GiveMeLibertyFund.com. Participate in the peaceful restoration of the greatest and freest country in the world.
Hello everyone, James Edwards here. Are you sick and tired of liberals and race hustlers and the media calling you a racist just because you oppose Obama's policies? Well, my friend, those days are over. After you read Racism Schmacism, you'll never again fear being called the R word. I invite you to discover why every conservative in America needs a copy of my explosive new book. Racism Schmacism has received much critical acclaim and will equip you with the key to unlock their socio-political nuclear bomb once and for all. Order your copy today by visiting the official website of the Political Cesspool radio program, thepoliticalcesspool.org. Proceeds of each sale go to help keeping our award-winning show on the air, and they make great gifts for your conservative friend or family member. Buy Racism Schmacism today at www.thepoliticalcesspool.org.
Politicians, bureaucrats, and educrats, and all do-gooders to please obey the supreme law of the land, the Constitution. This is Liberty Roundtable.
All right, so since every criminal, every mass criminal in recent times that have been murdering people has been stopped by a gun, according to the evidence, so the only real problem is the guns don't get there fast enough. My headline, the only problem is good guys with guns were not on scene fast enough. That's all. So the question is, could citizens become the good guys? Oh, the founders believed so. The law says so. All right, media executives are in the news. Kurt Cosby's on tap. Welcome to Liberty Roundtable, sir.
Buenos dias. Greetings and salutations. Howdy, howdy, howdy. Thank you, Sam. Yeah, this guy's name is Barry Diller. Now, do you know who this is?
Heck no, he's some media goof, though.
When I saw the name, I thought, Is that a Phyllis Diller relative? You know, I mean, she used to be kind of a famous comedian or whatever. But anyway, this guy, what he is he's a big shot in the media. And he's ticked off because he says that this whole reality TV thing has kind of messed up politics. And I'm thinking, wow, you know, a media exec is upset because... you know, he thinks that politics is messed up or now because of TV or
reality. And just for
TV.
This media executive, politics was all fine, honorable, full of integrity, statesmanship.
Right.
But and then Donald just busts in there and wrecks it all, doesn't he?
Ruined it, yeah. anyway, I just thought, when I saw this headline, I thought, wow, that's a really strange thing. So I guess... you know, he says that he's going to basically leave the country if Trump wins the White House.
Now, I've never been for the Donald winning, Kurt. You just gave me the first reason I want Donald to win.
There you go. That's what I was...
Maybe all those mainstream media execs could just jettison the country, Kurt. Wouldn't that be nice?
Yeah. It's a Bloomberg piece. Emily Greenhouse is the author.
Good old Michael. He's standing up for the right to keep and bear arms like no other, isn't he? Not.
Yep. Yeah. Yep, there you go. Good point. But anyway, you know, basically, I guess he was speaking with somebody named Eric Schatzker. This is who this Diller guy was talking with at what they call the Bloomberg Markets Most Influential Summit. I guess Diller vowed to pick up stakes if Trump becomes President Barack Obama's successor. If Donald Trump doesn't fall, I'll either move out of the country or join the resistance, he said. But Diller expressed his certainty that a Trump presidency will never happen. He said he'd put his money on it. So now that's one of the key parts to the story, because what you've got is these insider boys who are basically just saying, hey, there's no way we're not allowing it to happen now. What is interesting to me is that they act like they basically control things. And as you teach people, Sam, he who owns the media makes the rules. And so, you know, they're kind of like baring their hand or showing their hand or whatever you want to call it. But anyway, I just thought it was an interesting little piece.
There you have it. All right. Well, I think the guy's goofy. And I think the sooner he leaves the country, the better.
Yeah.
And I bet he could afford a boat. He could just load up and head out, you know. All right, I guess the plane manufacturer's got a plan for Kurt. Kurt's going to love this when he flies.
Well, I thought, you know, when I saw this headline, I thought you'd really be interested.
You thought Sam would be all over this. No way, man. The planes drive me nuts as it is. We're already packed in like sardines. It's out of control, and it makes me never want to fly. And this just ups the ante, Kurt.
Yeah, the interesting deal is they say that the headline, plane manufacturer files terrifying patent for stacking passengers on top of each other during crammed flights. Now, when I first saw this, I thought, well, Sam will think that's already happening. I guess you got to have a patent to do this, you know, but I'm just thinking if they want to ask why do people not fly, maybe they look at things like this as a reason. People not too excited about getting crammed in there, and you know, who knows. But a little more detail on it, you find they're basically just trying to come up. The mirror .co.uk is where they have the piece, Sam. And what's going on is they filed this patent showing a split level kind of a plane deal. Now, I'm thinking this will never really happen, but they wanted to they say they could get even more cramped in a plane, which is hard for me to believe. But anyway, they say this seating arrangement from Airbus, they're hoping it'll get the green light Airbus is, I'm not really. But anyway, they filed this patent for a dramatic split-level cabin that could see customers stacked on top of each other. According to the designers, the higher seats would be able to recline into a lying down position. So, you know, you've got your, basically, kind of just picture it, the seats a little bit above you. It's like their rear end's about your face height. And so then somehow they bend it back, I guess, and that way they could fit more people.
Yeah, all they do, Curtis, turn it into like a tomb kind of a thing.
Yeah.
You know, they stack bodies like that when you bury them, right, Kurt?
Well, that's right. I don't think people are that much concerned about comfort then. But anyway, they say there would be stairs or a ladder for passengers to climb up to the higher level.
Yeah, could you guys all get out of the way? I got to come down the ladder. I got to use the bathroom there. Hey,
the lavatory.
You guys need to hurry and get out of the way.
They say it would mean Airbus, Kurt, could fit even more passengers into a wide-body plane, which currently seats six people in a line across the aircraft. Airlines, in turn, could then sell even more tickets. Yeah,
that'd be great. You know, it reminds me of this question WorldNet Daily asks in one of their news articles. It's kind of a commentary piece, but it's a wise one. I don't want to get into all the details now, but I do want to start asking the question throughout the broadcast over and over and over, because it really hammers a point. Kurt, what's causing so many Americans to snap? That's what WorldNet Daily wants to know. And I would just say, trying to stack us on planes like we're in a tomb, maybe that might make people want to snap, huh, Kurt?
Yeah, good point. And they do say it's unclear whether this would have an effect on the storage bins currently above the seats.
Yes, let me just explain to you. It would have an effect on them, just so they know. I just want to make this very clear. It would have an effect.
Yeah.
And what you do is you just create layers, right, Kurt? And you just load by layers, and then you just, you know, put the luggage on the bottom, the people all on top of the luggage, just stack that dude on up. Well, the world's oldest woman's in the news, Kurt. She isn't about to snap, is she?
Well, apparently not.
She's chilling.
She knows how to do comfort food.
Heard that.
You know, and I guess the headline from USA Today, that this lady's 116 years old, and she eats bacon every day. Now, I'm thinking the pork producers worldwide are going to want to, you know, maybe use her in some advertisements, as they say. What do you think, Sam?
I think that I ought to start eating bacon every day so I can get that old.
Yeah, well, I mean, you know, it looks like it ought to be one of those things from Michelle Obama. Maybe she'll have that on everybody's menu at the...
it's like a BLT for government school. Michelle and the oldest woman in the world style.
I guess the lady's name is Susanna Jones, and they say she keeps a steady diet of bacon, eggs, and grits for breakfast.
Is she white, Kurt?
She looks to me like
she's black. All right, we're not talking about her anymore. What? Okay, we can talk about her now.
Yeah, anyway, I guess they've got a sign in her kitchen that reads, "Bacon makes everything better." Anyway.
All right. I'm having a hard time disagreeing. I guess I'd rather hang out with the oldest woman in the world than I would be hanging out in Houston these days. We'll tell you about it in seconds.
Protecting your liberties. You're listening to Liberty News Radio. Attention, Liberty News Radio listeners. Hard-hitting talk radio has never been and never will be supported by the mainstream in America. Hard-hitting talk radio is taking on the mainstream press like never before. News the networks refuse to use is one of the best ways to educate people. We invite all liberty-loving Americans to join with us to restore the principles of our founding fathers and promote God, family, and country in the media and our lives. Please help spread the Liberty message with your generous donation. You can go online at libertynewsradio.com right now and make a donation online. Or call 801-756-9133 and make a donation over the phone. That's libertynewsradio.com and 801-756-9133. Make a donation today.
As the United States boldly stepped forward in the glorious light provided by its new Constitution in 1787, the nations of the earth were in awe of the newfound strength and hope of this free land. Today, the nation stands at a crossroads. A divergence from the original intent put forth in the United States Constitution has brought grave threats to our beloved nation. A miracle is needed if the United States is to survive. That miracle is again the pure application of the United States Constitution. I'm Scott Bradley. In my To Preserve the Nation book and lecture series, I bring forth truths that will help raise up a new generation of statesmen like those noble Americans who founded this land. Vigorous application of these principles will invigorate and restore the nation, and we may become again the freest, most prosperous, most respected, and happiest nation on earth. Visit topreservethenation.com to begin that restoration.
Hi, it's Joyce Riley with the Power Hour. There's something really fun and exciting about discovering products that make life more pleasant and enjoyable. Well, Miracle 2 soaps definitely fit that description. The shelves at the supermarket are packed with soaps and cleansers that are full of chemicals that slowly destroy our health and the environment. Miracle 2 products are all natural, like the green soap that can replace your bath, laundry, household soaps, and cleaning products. And please try Miracle 2's skin lotion. It's quickly absorbed and not greasy like all those other mass-produced lotions. Miracle 2 moisturizer is full of fabulous oils and emollients that leave the skin healthy and baby soft. I guarantee after you discover how amazing Miracle 2 products are, you'll recommend them to everyone you know. Just call 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. Or visit thepowermall.com. You'll learn why so many people say it's not just soap, it's a miracle.
With news the networks refuse to use. You are listening to the Liberty Roundtable Radio Talk Show.
Back with you live. This half hour is brought to you by your scientifically backed free vigor test. You want to take a test or learn about your energy levels and document your progress as you improve your energy levels with natural health and healing solutions? Get a hold of Kurt, C-U-R-T, at libertyroundtable.com or 801-669-2211. That's 801-669-2211. Dateline Houston, Kurt.
Well, yeah, Sam. By the way, just a little footnote on the 116-year-old lady, before we head to Houston real quick. She is now listed in the Guinness Book of World Records after July as the oldest woman. She also says, when asked about her longevity, that lots of sleep helped her, but they didn't use that in the headline. They promoted the bacon, but her family members say she has lived a long life due to her love of family and generosity to others.
You know what I find fascinating is whenever somebody's old, Kurt, they want to try to find out the secret.
Yeah,
as if there's some big secret, Kurt.
By the way, she was born in a small town in Montgomery, Alabama, real close there, that was back in 1899. She was one of 11 siblings, and she attended a special school for young black girls. When she graduated from high school back in 22, she worked as full-time, that kind of thing. She adored kids. Jones's niece, Lois Judge, told the Daily Record of her aunt, though Jones never had children of her own, and she was married for only a few years. But anyway, it's pretty cool little behind-the-scenes parts about her.
Yeah, why does everybody want to focus on somebody's longevity and decide, you know, where you're going to try to find out this is the reason?
Yeah, I think...
I don't understand any
of
that.
You could say it's a little bit of news because it is unusual. And what I kind of enjoy about the stories is they're typically not about somebody, you know, the typical media frenzy around somebody that's bleeding, like the shooter or whatever. So,
just killing themselves with bacon. That's all.
Well, at least in in some ways, they're still alive. So, anyway.
Yeah. I'm just saying it's fascinating how we always think just because someone lives long, man, they know the secret, right?
Well, that's right.
And
that's
I don't think many people even have a clue of the secret. You know, is it that she had no kids? See, the anti-kid folks would say, the hey, she had no kids. That's the secret to her longevity. Kids kill you fast. And then somebody else would say, oh, no, man, it's bacon that made her live long. And then somebody else would say, oh, no, it's the sleep that made her live. No, it's the family. She just loved her family. That was what made her live long. And everybody just goes down all these roads. And I submit none of that stuff's true. Some people just live long and some people don't, based on hereditary, based on lifestyle and circumstances. You know, it's just kind of interesting. Oh, man, you know, my grandma lived real long. I'm going to live real long, too, people say.
Right? I think it was the grits. You think so? You think, Sam?
All right, you should start eating grits every day, Kurt.
Well, it's one of those, you know, grit companies is going to grab onto that. You know?
Good point. I mean, when Kurt lives forever, then they'll say raw honey is the success reason for Kurt.
Yeah, good point.
When Sam lives long, it'll be Mountain Dew. Just like George Burns, wasn't it his cigars that was his longevity success, Kurt? See, it's just kind of crazy is why I bring it up. Now, if Hillary lives forever, she'll say it was the love of politics, Kurt, that kept her alive.
Ooh, yeah, good point. Anyway, it looks like, Sam, the story now out of Texas, like you mentioned, the lead-in there, Houston now is debating on exactly what a man is. You know, and you wouldn't think Texans would fall for this, but... yeah, that's what's going on. They've got these transgender bathroom. They've got a bill about it, you know. And, you know, I would.
A bill to promote or create them, right?
Yeah, you know, okay. I was hoping Texas wouldn't fall for this. But they call it Prop 1. And it's centered
on. Why wouldn't Texan males want to go in the women's restroom? Anyway, buddy, they could get right up there at the mirror and, you know, be involved in the makeup putting on process and everything, buddy.
On whether it would allow men to use women's public restrooms, which boils down to how you define men and women.
Yeah, do they have some definitions, Kurt, for starters? I have a definition.
They say that's ranged from bathroom etiquette to gender rights to constitutional debates over religious freedom.
Nothing like gender rights.
A key skirmish. Yeah, broke out after former Houston Astros baseball all-star Lance Berkman appeared in an ad saying that the November 3rd ballot measure would allow troubled men who claim to be women enter women's bathrooms, showers, and locker rooms, and the Yes on One campaign fired back. So, anyway, I guess he came out against it. They say Prop 1 will not allow men to enter women's restrooms, says a post on the website Houston Unites. That's the group supporting the Proposition 1. By men, they say, however, the campaign is excluding biological men who identify as women. Proposition 1 would ban discrimination in public accommodations such as restrooms based on 15 characteristics, including, they say, gender identity. In other words, they say, men, anyone who tries to stop a biological man who identifies as a woman from using a women's restroom would be in violation and could face fines up to $5,000 if the measure succeeds. Now, you're just hoping for something like this to come your way soon, aren't you, Sam?
I'm just kind of thinking, so how do we define, what are the 15 characteristics? You know, usually I thought it was simple as just say, hey, you know, usually the plumbing can tell you if it's a male or a female and that kind of stuff. And I guess we're kind of beyond that in our enlightened world, aren't we, Kurt?
Well, I guess so, Sam. And they say,
what are these characteristics, you know?
Before the ordinance, Houston relied on Texas and federal law, which do not include gender identity. They say by refusing to exclude access.
Can I just stop you for a second and say, you want to know why they didn't include gender identity, Kurt?
Because it was kooky?
It was so obvious to former generations that I don't even know how you could discuss such a thing. Right, Kurt?
Yeah, that's right. That's right.
So what are these characteristics we're talking about?
Up is down. You know, I don't see it listed here as to
because we really need to kind of drill into the definition of a man.
Yeah,
it might even be more fun to drill into the definition of a woman, though, Kurt. I'm just saying, right?
Yeah,
don't you think?
I mean, it just you know, when you look at a story like this, then doesn't it make you think you know, in the last days, good is called evil, and the whole thing's up and upside down. This makes me think of that.
Yeah, but I just wonder, though, what would be the characteristics we're going to talk about? I mean, you can't talk about, like, voice. You can't talk about physical features. You can't. What are you going to talk about, Kurt?
Yeah, it's, you know, I do see him mention the 15 characteristics, but no
look up.
Listening.
This might be scary to do on the internet, but you ought to look up 15 characteristics defining male. It could go wrong fast, but you might want to try it. Now, look, can we discuss what defines a female?
Yeah, this one guy says, a man who goes into women's bathrooms, showers, and restrooms is not a hero. He is a pervert. That says, that's what one online ad by the Campaign for Houston, whose slogan is, no men in women's bathrooms.
Now, but if we're going to use the relativism card that the mainstream press and the liberals always use and everything else, Kurt, I would just simply say, well, would you rather, let's say that a man is attracted to women. Would you rather have him want to go into women's bathrooms? I mean, that's maybe a little perverted. Or would you rather have men that are attracted to men hang out in the men's bathrooms, Kurt?
I'd rather have neither.
Well, of course, like Kurt.
Old days.
You don't get those choices, my friend.
I know. That's right.
Now, Donald went on record with Greta Van Susteren, Kurt. He spoke to her on several topics, but he talked about the shooting in Oregon.
What did he have to say?
Well, he said the closing of mental health facilities and the shifting to anti-gun attitudes is the problem. He thinks we ought to talk about mental health more.
Well, that sounds correct, doesn't it?
He said, I would have talked about mental health and people as opposed to the guns. After all, it's not guns that do the shooting, it's people. It's the minds, the actions that do the shooting, Kurt.
He didn't bring up the drugs, I guess, yet.
Oh, he didn't bring that up. No, Kurt, come on.
Well, it's, you know, at least he's talking about, you know, Sheriff Mack mentioned, you know, the mental health kind of stuff before. But the whole
it's a fair discussion.
Is the key, yeah.
But we can't talk about the mental health without talking about the medication either.
Yeah. That's exactly
right. All right. So did you type in one of those 15 characteristics, Kurt?
Okay. I'll work on that.
Come on. We've got to know what these... I got to understand how they're even trying to pervert the ways of God. God said male and female created them. And to me, it was really simple stuff, Kurt. And I want to just see what man-made manipulation can be put onto this. We'll talk about it. We got a whole lot more news the networks refuse to use in seconds as well. Liberty Roundtable live.
If you want to experience the great outdoors in comfort and style, then you need products from Teton Sports. For any of your camping, hiking, or outdoor needs, Teton Sports has top-of-the-line products for any adventure. Our sturdy and lightweight Wilderness 55 backpack has a built-in rain fly and plenty of compartments and pockets, perfect for hiking the mountains or a weekend camping trip. And our zero-degree sleeping bag features Superloft Elite 4-channel hollow fiber insulation for warmth, as well as right and left side zippers to let you zip two Teton bags together. With an adjustable mummy hood and interior storage pockets, our sleeping bags are the best on the market. Teton Sports is all you need for any outdoor adventure. Look for Teton Sports products at Amazon.com, Sportsman Warehouse, or Wholesale Sports. And next time you're preparing for an adventure, think of Teton Sports.
There are many water filters to choose from, but there is only one system that is consistently customer rated 5 stars as the number one system for effective filtration of fluoride, radiation, drug residues, heavy metals, a wide range of radioisotopes, and more. Introducing the PureFect Ultra, the next generation water filter that also raises alkaline pH, improves antioxidant potential, and has advanced anti-radiation technology, all while using no electricity. Sold worldwide, it provides virtually instant clean water on demand. It is not made in China, and the shipping is free to all 50 states. Buy your PureFect Ultra today by visiting PureFectFilters.com. Or call 888-891-4821. Again, that's 888-891-4821. Or visit PureEffectFilters.com.
Many of you have heard me talk about my Vigor score. You say, Sam, what on earth is all this Vigor stuff about? Well, Vigor is defined as zest for life, your strength in body and mind, your energy levels. It's kind of all wrapped into a term called Vigor. Would you like to improve your Vigor score? Well, you got to first take the free test. Get a hold of Kurt, C-U-R-T, at LibertyRoundtable.com or call Kurt Cosby at 801-669-2211. I took the test, got a 13 out of 32. Horrible, huh? But I worked on it with Kurt with some natural help and healing, and before you know it, now I've got an astounding 29 out of 32 on the Vigor score. Can you tell by the way I talk? Oh, yes, my zest for life has never been better. Get a hold of Kurt Cosby. That's 801-669-2211 and take your free Vigor test today, and you can learn where you stand. And then you can work on improving it and take the test again. And, oh, compare the results. You will be delighted. Get a hold of Kurt Cosby. Kurt, C-U-R-T, at LibertyRoundtable.com or 801-669-2211 for your free Vigor score test today.
Promoting God, family, and country. You are listening to Liberty Roundtable Radio.
All right, I want to start out with the first lie these people tell when they talk about the transgender stuff. They got these characteristics of what is a man or characters of what is a woman. And they start out by saying this. Listen, everybody is transgender to some degree, Kurt. Right? Everyone is transgender to some degree, they start out. Now, let me just stop right there and say, if you start with a lie, can you ever get to the truth, Kurt?
No.
No. So see, that's the premise they start out with. And now, if you debate them on it, it's a losing battle. Unless you challenge the faulty premise in the first place, which is everyone is not transgender to some degree. See, they're saying if you like feminine things to some degree, then you're, well, transgender in part. For example, let's say you're a male and you like to cook. See? People start to question their gender identity. See, that, again, makes you possibly transgender. See? If society allowed and supported anybody acting and dressing and behaving in any way they wanted, there would still be, quote, two genders, but they wouldn't be based on physical sexual characteristics. The problem is society is not like that, see, Kurt. They expect men to act like men and women to act like women, and that's where the problem is. See, everybody has some degree of transgenderism. Everyone feels a little constrained in their assigned gender role. Think of gender, they say, as not a binary choice of one or the other, but as a spectrum, a range, with masculine on one end of the line and feminine on the other end. And, well, if you had to class anybody on that scale, Kurt, you'd place them somewhere along the line between the two, right? But in reality, that just sums up a person's traits, adds them all together. It's kind of like making a smoothie in a blender and then trying to describe what the whole thing tastes like. It doesn't work, they say. A better way, they say, to think about gender is a collection of distinct traits. Each of those traits are in the range of masculine to feminine. For example, does liking to watch football mean the man is a real man or masculine? Of course not. There's a lot of women that enjoy football, although most do not. Does enjoying knitting prove that someone's of a feminine gender? Of course not. Okay. Now, some masculine dudes like to enjoy knitting. Do real men not eat quiche, as the book title states? And they go on and on and on, Kurt. And what they're doing is they're, in my opinion, starting with a lie and using this feminist psychosis of start with a lie and then use relativism to mix it all up and confuse people. Remember, if it's of God, it's clear and not confusing. If it's of man perverting God's ways, God's laws, then it's very confusing indeed. That's how you tell the difference. Do they have any of those characteristics, Kurt? Because I have characteristics of a different nature that I think might be worthy to contrast, if you will. Any characteristics they gave you there?
Well, you know, at least on the they point to MediaMatters.org, which is, you know, an organization that promotes this whole kind of thing, and they do list they say the basis of 15 characteristics, and then they say including. And when they say including, you'd think that that means all of them, but it really just means the ones they're going to talk about. So they say including race, sex, disability.
Now let me just stop you there. Hold on. Sexual. Race has everything to do with male and female. Right, Kurt?
Well, of course.
So does disability. Like if you're blind, that might like make you want to be like super male or something.
I guess so. Religion, they say.
Yeah, now that they would want you to deceptively believe that could distort your views on.
Yeah, I guess so.
That relativism. Then you might have clarity, right, Kurt?
Sexual orientation.
Yeah.
And gender identity. So these are the ones they're including. You know, they're saying there's 15 of them, but we're going to talk about these one, two.
You know, I'm going to tell you, usually there's exceptions to this, Kurt, but my family and I were talking about how we love to listen to audiobooks, okay? And we're talking about how we hate it when women read the audiobooks. Now, I know somebody would think that's just a chauvinist statement, but it's not really. Because the males can do female voices, kind of. I know they don't do them very well, but they can at least kind of approximate it. If they're a good audiobook reader, then they do the different voices of the characters kind of a thing. And the males can do the female voices, but the females can't do the male voices very well.
Yeah.
And so, like, a guy reading could act like he's a female, and he's going, I'm going to get you. And it's not really a female voice, but you get kind of the characters a little bit that way, right? Whereas, you know, the women are kind of like, I'm going to get you. And it doesn't work too well, see? So it's kind of like that character. Yeah. Now, I would rather, as I was looking up this 15 characteristics to, quote, transgender to gender fluidity is what they term it, Kurt, I saw an incredible discussion that I thought was really worthy of focus. In contrast to the mainstream press slash world's discussion,
okay.
What about the characteristics to a godly man? Or the characteristics to a godly woman? What would the characteristics to a godly man or a godly woman be?
That's not going to be part of this.
It's going to be part of our discussion because, look, we got to contrast it. We got to provide direction and clarity to this discussion. I don't bring it up just to mire in the sexual details or to mire in the confusion state, but I do want to point out their lies, and then I do want to point the direction of clarity out to the American people, to the world, really. And I do want to stand on the side of God. He made it very simple. Male and female created he them. It's that simple. And how do you define a male and a female? Well, you can look at the physical characteristics for sure. I mean, to make it simple, you know, the plumbing will tell you. But really godly characteristics, I think, distinguish men and women. And I would point everyone to a document that was created 20 years ago. It's basically the 20th year anniversary currently right now. It was created by prophets, seers, and revelators, 12 apostles, if you will, in modern times, who patterned themselves in the restoration after Christ's church. And the document is called The Family, A Proclamation to the World. And this document lays out, in my opinion, incredible clarity, Kurt, on what a male and a female is, and they don't really write down 15 characteristics of confusion or fluidity, characteristics of relativism or anything like that. What they do is they just lay out what a man and a woman is. And a man, they talk about the responsibilities of, and that's kind of the, do we just want to talk about characteristics of victims, Kurt, or responsibilities of followers of God? See, it's kind of a difference in the, so I look at responsibilities and say, hey, what is a man's role, defining characteristics, behavior, given to them by God, Kurt? Not just man-made up bahagabaloo, but defining characteristics, scripturally speaking, that God would assign to these male and female roles. I mean, after all, if the Creator created male and female, created he them, wouldn't we turn to him for kind of the definition of what the two distinctions might be, Kurt? Seems to me that's kind of where you'd go, wouldn't you?
Yeah.
You just go to Google and look up, like, fluidity, confusion, transgender. I don't know what I am. Maybe I be coaxed into... Or do you look at God's law? I mean, God created us, and he made male and female, didn't he? So rather than trying to challenge God's narrative there, why don't we understand the clarifying characteristics, traits, responsibilities, roles, you might say, And rather than thinking those roles as contradictory and or at odds or hostile to one another or in competition or whatever manipulative divide and conquer tactics Satan uses, why don't we look at them as complementary? And then why don't we define those complementary defining roles between male and female and how they work together for God's purposes? Might that be an appropriate starting point, Kurt? That's the whole reason I bring this up, is to say, folks, don't run around and forever learn and never come to the knowledge of the truth, okay? Look for clarity in the right places for the right things. That's where you should start, Kurt, if you really want a handle on this thing. Because in the proclamation to the world on the family from the 12 apostles of the Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints, the Mormons, they clearly say that, hey, gender is an eternal characteristic. In other words, you were a male or a female before you were born on this earth, and you'll be a male and a female, or a female, I should say, after you die. It's an eternal characteristic of the human race, Kurt. And if you start with that understanding now, you say, well, God created them male and female, defined them as such, gave them roles, and this was done. Earth life is a mere snippet in that reality, and you can't just change your identity. It's a definable characteristic. So I bring it up in contrast of what are you going to believe and where are you going to look? If you're going to look to the world for solutions and look to man-made manipulate, you're going to always run around and confused. You're going to be always questioning, always concerned, never coming to the knowledge of the truth. But if you want to look in the scriptures, into God's laws, it becomes very clear very quickly, Kurt. Maybe I'm great confused, point, but that's where I would point people to. And then I would start to say, what are the characteristics that make somebody a great spouse, a great marriage partner, a great father, a great mother, a great servant of God? And then you start to find not only clarity in who you are, but pretty soon you spend your days in the service of your fellow men and you end up serving your God. You spend your days in fulfilling your proper role defined by God. And pretty soon the confusion goes away and clarity and the restoration of the family begins. I don't know. That's just me. But that's the whole reason I wanted to bring it up, is to show sharp contrast. What do you want? Confusion or clarity, huh? All right, hour one of the can. Hour two coming up. Sam and Kurt. News the networks refuse to use. Hard-hitting talk radio always at your fingertips. We don't apologize for God. We do our best to stand with him. This nation shall endure.